Home Study Lesson, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 90 through 97, or Unit 20. Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned about as they studied Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 90 through 97, or Unit 20, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 90 through 92. In this lesson, students learned that if we treat lightly the revelations God gives through His prophets, we will stumble and fall. They also identified that if we will search diligently, pray always, be believing, and keep our covenants, all things will work together for our good. From studying a revelation about the Apocrypha, students learned that the Holy Ghost can help us know if the things we read are true. In addition, students identified the principle that if we are faithful in keeping the Lord's commandments, then we will be blessed forever. Day 2, Doctrine and Covenants 93. In their study of Doctrine and Covenants 93, students learned that Jesus Christ is the firstborn among all the spirit children of Heavenly Father, and that by receiving light and truth, we can become like Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father. They also learned that we receive truth and light as we keep the commandments, and that disobedience and false traditions cause us to lose light and truth. From the counsel of the Lord to some church leaders, students also learned that we must pray always and be diligent and concerned at home, or the wicked one will have power over us. Day 3. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 94 through 96. From the rebuke the Lord gave the saints for their neglect in building the Kirtland Temple, students learned that God chastens those He loves. They also learned that in temples, the Lord prepares His servants to do His work and endows them with power. In addition, students discovered that if we keep the commandments, we will have power to do what the Lord asks us to do. Day 4, Doctrine and Covenants 97. From the Lord's instructions to the saints in Missouri, students learned that if we humble ourselves and seek diligently to learn, we will obtain wisdom and truth. Students also identified what we must do to be accepted of the Lord, and learned that in the temple, God will manifest Himself to those who are pure in heart. In addition, students learned that Zion is the pure in heart, and if we are obedient, we will escape the vengeance of the Lord and receive many blessings. Introduction. The Lord gave the revelation contained in Doctrine and Covenants 93 on May 6, 1833. This lesson focuses on Doctrine and Covenants, Section 93, verses 1 through 20, which was only briefly addressed in the student lesson for Doctrine and Covenants 93. In these verses, Jesus Christ taught how we can come to know Him and how we can become like Him and our Heavenly Father. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants 93, verses 1 through 5. Jesus Christ teaches how individuals can see His face and know that He exists. Display a picture of a well-known person your students will recognize and ask them if they know the person's name. If you are unable to display a picture, write the person's name on the board and ask students to explain who the person is and what he or she is known for. Why do you think so many people know who this person is? Do you think it is important to know who this person is? Why? Display a picture of Jesus Christ and explain that many people today do not know who He is. Why do you think it is important to know who Jesus Christ is? Explain that in Doctrine and Covenants 93, the Lord taught how we can increase our knowledge of Him and of His power to bless us, now and throughout eternity. Write the following two questions on the board, leaving space for students to write their answers underneath the questions. What must we do to gain a testimony of Jesus Christ? What can we know about Him if we do these things? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 93 verses 1 through 5 aloud. Before the student begins reading, ask half of the students to look for answers to the first question and the other half to look for answers to the second question. After the verses have been read, invite a few students to come to the board and write their answers to the questions. Then ask the class the following question. How would you state the promise in verse 1 as an if-then principle? Students' responses should reflect the following principle. If we forsake our sins, come unto Christ, call on his name, obey his voice, and keep his commandments, then we shall see his face and know that he is. You may want to emphasize that this blessing will come in the Lord's own time, in his own way, and according to his own will. How can each of the actions in Doctrine and Covenants 93 verse 1 help us know Jesus Christ? From what you can learn in verse 3, what is an important doctrine to understand about the Father and the Son? Students should identify the following doctrine. The Father and the Son are one. What does it mean that the Father and the Son are one? Help students understand that the Father and the Son are two separate and distinct beings, each with a glorified physical body. However, the Father and the Son are one in purpose and doctrine. They are perfectly united in bringing to pass Heavenly Father's plan of salvation. Point out the following phrase in Doctrine and Covenants 93 verse 4, quote, "The Father because He gave me of His fullness," end quote. Then invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants 93 verse 17 and 26. Ask the following question, what does it mean that Jesus Christ received a fullness of the Father? Doctrine and Covenants section 93 verses 6 through 20. John's record is used to help us understand how Jesus Christ received a fullness of Heavenly Father's glory. Consider prearranging the following demonstration to prepare students to understand how the Savior received a fullness of the Father. Invite a student who has developed a particular skill, such as playing a certain sport or musical instrument or creating some kind of artwork, to briefly demonstrate or describe the skill. Then ask the student to tell the class about the moment he or she suddenly developed that skill. The student's response should help the class understand that becoming a skilled athlete, musician, or artist is a process that takes consistent effort and does not suddenly happen in a moment. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 93, verses 12 through 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify how Jesus Christ became like his Father. How did Jesus Christ become like his Father? Students' answers should reflect the following principle. Jesus Christ grew from grace to grace until he received a fullness of the glory of the Father. You may want to suggest that students mark this principle in verse 13. What do you think it means that Jesus Christ continued from grace to grace until he received a fullness? Help students understand that grace is strength and power from God that allows us to obtain eternal life and exaltation. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 93, verses 19 through 20 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify the reason the Savior gave for revealing how he received the fullness of the Father. According to verse 19, why did the Savior reveal how he received the fullness of the Father? Help students see that the Savior revealed how he received a fullness so that we could understand and know him and Heavenly Father, and know how to worship the Father and receive of His fullness. Write the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles on the board. This statement is found in The Promised Messiah, The First Coming of Christ, page 568. Quote, "Perfect worship is emulation. We honor those whom we imitate," end quote. What do you think it means to worship? How are we to worship Heavenly Father? Students may express the following principle. We are to worship Heavenly Father by following the example of Jesus Christ. You may want to suggest that students write this principle in the margin of their scriptures. How is the Savior's progression from grace to grace similar to the process of learning and progressing that we can experience? What promise is given in Doctrine and Covenants section 93, verse 20, to those who follow Jesus Christ's example and keep His commandments? Students should express the following principle. If we keep the commandments, we can receive a fullness of the Father as Jesus Christ has. Hold up the picture of the Savior that you displayed at the beginning of class. Why is it important to have a testimony of Jesus Christ's example, teachings, and atonement? What can you do to continue from grace to grace and be more like Him? Ask students to think of a specific way they will seek to progress and improve by following the Savior's example. Invite them to set that as a goal and to strive to accomplish it. Next unit, Doctrine and Covenants, sections 98 through 101. To prepare students for their study of Doctrine and Covenants 98 through 101, you may want to invite them to consider the following. Have you ever been mistreated and wondered how you should react to it? In the next lessons, you will learn about the persecution and affliction the saints experienced in Missouri. You will also learn what the Lord taught the saints about responding to persecution, including his feelings about going to war.